Ah, yeah, it was nice to get the win. Just I suppose we came down here yesterday and we were preparing for the game well, and we went into it with a nice positive mindset, and thankfully we came out on the right side of a good scoreline.
Yeah, you made the point. The pitch is in great condition here, no problem there. Overhead conditions not as good. You played against the breeze in the first half, Michael. Was that a? Did you make that decision, or did they decide to play with it?
No, we lost the toss. Now they wanted to go with the one. So yeah, I think that was one of the major factors of the game. There's a strong enough breeze, going down the pitch, and we got off to a good start of the game. Ryan Bradley chipped over a couple of nice scores, and.
Yeah.
It was good to go into at half time and give us a bit of confidence going on ahead, going into the second half.
Yeah. Again, at half time you're leading by 7-4, you're coming out to play with the breeze. There's always a presumption that the team in that situation is going to go on to win it, which can be a dangerous one to take in.
Yeah, it's just never the case. Two halves of football, they're always going to be two completely separate halves, and that's the way we approach them. We just approached the first 35 minutes with a mindset, and the second 35 minutes with a mindset, and thanks be to God we just came out with a nice positive result.
Yeah, and increased from 3 to 6 points with the first 3 points of the second half, and they never got any closer than 6 points, Michael.
Yeah, that's it. A couple of times they threatened us there at the end of the game with a couple of goal chances and things, but overall we looked relatively comfortable. But there's still a number of things we're working on. It's early up in the year, and as much as it's quite positive, there's still a lot of things we can work on and improve on.
Yeah, everybody's always looking for negatives when you're playing that well, and I suppose people are going to begin to start saying now that the work rate that Donegal are putting into matches at this time of the year could affect them later on in the year. Is it a case that Donegal might be in too good a shape for the moment?
It's hard to know. I mean, you're always, a lot of people's going to make a lot of presumptions. What we're doing at the moment, we're just taking really one game at a time. We're trying to train away and just keep the head down. I mean, over the overall bigger picture, it's come the championship against Antrim, and we're just going to keep plugging away and take every game as it comes, that's all we can do.
Yeah, I mean, I made the point to Martin during commentary. Ryan Bradley's a player who was on the fringes. He's come in, he's done very well. You were in the under-21s along with a number of the players who have come through as well. I mean, Jim McGuinness has made a lot of changes in terms of personnel, and it would seem in the way Donegal play as well.
There's a lot of new personnel in, and there's a lot of different players. I suppose it's good to see it freshens up, and there's a lot of positivity from the camp at the moment, and there's a lot of competition for places, and you can ask for nothing more than that. Thankfully that's the way it is at the moment, and it's just all about trying to keep that going, and with getting a couple of ones under belt, it helps confidence, and as I say, it helps keep the positive atmosphere.
Yeah, we seem to have come a long way from 10 minutes into the game against Sligo in the second half when we were 8 points down, Michael, and I think a lot of us were actually saying this game's over, we'll have to look forward to the next one. I mean, what has happened with Donegal since being 8 points down against Sligo to find themselves with 6 points out of eight?
This is very early in the season yet. It's just the way it happens. You start the first game of the league. It's always a kind of a funny game. There's a lot of chatting, a lot of preparation going on to beforehand. If you can hit the ground running a wee bit flat, that was just what happened. Say we're going to take one game at a time, and we're positive here now. If you go on to the next game, you never know what might happen, and we're just going to have to regroup. It's all about just regrouping, trying to improve and trying to keep things on the road.
Yeah, 6 points, Michael, in the bag. 3 games to go, starting with Derry next weekend. Then you've got Antrim, then you've got Laois. I mean, what's the aim? Because you know now what people are going to start talking about now. There's a big chance of Division 1 football next season, big chance of promotion, and Donegal should go all out to get it. Where Jim McGuinness has said to me after the game against Sligo, you said it earlier on today, the focus is very much on the championship, but you're not going to lose matches. Is it a case now, keep the focus on the 15th, and if you get promotion, fine. If you don't, that's fine as well.
Yeah, you just said it there yourself, Charlie. It's really take one game at a time. We have 3 games left. We have Derry coming up next week. Derry's high flying at the moment there in Division 2, racked up a number of very, very impressive performances, as have Antrim. We know we have Antrim coming up in the championship, and that's going to be a funny game. And then we have Laois who are also flying, so it's going to be 3 tough competitive games, and along with the wee bit of training we're doing, it's nice to get out there and try out a few game sets. So here, we're going to fix each game that comes, but as I say, the overall bigger fixtures come the championship, and we'll see where it takes us.
Okay, so you might give into this one a wee bit of pressure off with this victory today.
Yes, it's nice. Come here, anytime you come down here to Meath, down to Navan here, and Meath is a very impressive home record down here in Park Charlton. And come here, anytime you come away here with a couple of points, it's a very impressive, you go away with a bit of confidence.